On the line is Mike Stanton, a spokesperson for Liberty Victoria. Good morning, Mike.
Hello, Tony. How are you?
Good. What are your main concerns here?
Look, we're very worried. There's over 4,000 Victorians who are stranded in red zones who want to get home. And these are people who would be willing to have home quarantine and to isolate. But at the moment, the Victorian government's just put up the barricade and hasn't given any certainty to these people about when they'll be allowed to return. I mean, there are some exemptions, but clearly for the vast majority at the moment, they're stranded. And we say it's a matter for the government to justify why such an incredible limitation to Victorians' freedom of movement is justifiable.
Okay, and your understanding of exemptions, what would they be?
Oh, look, I mean, there's various... It's on a case-by-case basis, so and people have to apply. So there may be compassionate reasons, for example, to return to Victoria or other bases. But at the moment, there's obviously 4,000 people who just don't have that certainty about when they'll be able to return home.
And what about the $5,000 fine? Do you deem that excessive?
Well, we've got another issue with it, potentially, which is it can operate unfairly. I mean, why should someone who happens to have the financial resources to be able to cop a $5,000 fine, be able to fly back to Melbourne from Sydney and then be told, well, you've got to pay $5,000 and then home quarantine, whereas other Victorians who don't have those resources can't afford the fine and can't take it on the chin. So our concern is that it operates unfairly. There need to be fines, obviously, to enforce some of these measures. But our principal concern is that it's just not a proportional limitation to Victorians' human rights, or at least the government hasn't made the case as to how it's justifiable. I mean, we can have the Australian Tennis Open and have, tennis players flying from all over the world into Melbourne, but yet we can't have Victorians apparently returning to their homes who've been with family and loved ones over Christmas and New Year.
Yeah, just while we've got you, Mike, a couple of other quick ones. What's your view on politicians being booted off social media?
Look, I mean, we at Liberty Victoria think that freedom of speech is very important. It's obviously protected by the Charter of Human Rights, and it's important to be able to have free discourse on social media. That it is now the town square, you know, it's where there is an exchange of ideas. But equally, there is responsibilities, and freedom of speech is an absolute. So when it comes to things such as incitement or other examples of criminality, I mean, for example, you can think of things such as, child pornography. There's no such thing as absolute freedom of speech. There are limitations all the time. And politicians who are, our leaders have a responsibility to be sensible when it comes to the things that they're sharing on social media. So, We certainly don't want to go down this US path of QAnon conspiracy theories and some of the junk that seems to have infected their politics. And our leaders here have a responsibility to make sure that they're not spouting conspiracy theories. But obviously it's a delicate balance.
Well, it certainly is, isn't it? And it's a great debate to have. So, hey, good to catch up with you, Mike.
Thanks, Tony.